Greetings, Radio Land. This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God, and we are established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. Thanking God for this great door of utterance that our great pastor may come to you with the word of truth. At this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank God for you, evangelists, your elders and missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus. Another Sabbath day that God have opened up this door. We're glad to be with you. We are God's church. We are Jews. We are Israelites. We keep God's commandments. We want to talk about the sayings of the Lord and what they mean and how we should adhere to the sayings of the Lord. Before we get into that, we want to sing this number, Blameless, by the choir. Our Deacon Darrell wrote this song, Sister V, Blameless.
Now that I know what's required of man, fear God and keep all of His command. Obey the voice of the Son of Man, His anointed, that leads the sheep by the Spirit of God, and judge the sheep by the word of God. Prepare ye the bride to be one with God. And in Him no darkness at all.
Tear me down.
Yes, Lord, I am seeking and wash me with. My God in whom I delight.
Tear me down.
faithful, blameless. Thank God for the choir. They sound good. They sound good because they live a life of holiness. Doesn't matter what you say or do. If you're not holy, it's not pleasing in God's sight. Isn't that beautiful? Good to know that. Not about how well you play on an instrument, how well your voice sound, but it's all about living a life that's pleasing to God. Deuteronomy 4:6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. I learned this teaching from God's anointed. I was taught and raised in holiness. 25 years old, gave my life to God, and God raised me in holy living. And I observed what the Lord is saying. And I observed it through his anointed. Our great Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, our great Bishop Dorothy, these I know of. And all before them, except they're written in the scriptures, I don't know of them. So don't call me or write me and ask me, do you know Pastor Bobo? I don't know him. He may be around the corner. I don't know Bobo or Miss You or none of those names. If they're not in holiness and if they don't keep God's commandments and let us know who they are, we don't have fellowship with them. The Lord said, who is my mother? Who is my brother? And who is my sister? Those that do the will of my Father, not bragging or boasting, but if you're not keeping God's commandments, you are not in God's will. That is the sayings of the Lord. Before we get into this thought, our Deacon Fina have these announcements. Deacon Fina.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061, or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us info@godscovenantchurch.org. You can also visit us at www.ktym.com on Saturday Sabbath, 4 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, or tune in at shortwave WINB at www.winb.com or call area code 712-432-5377 at 7 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Saturday Sabbath. Now the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. Thank God for Deacon Phoenix. Let's go right quickly to the scripture. I enjoyed the singing, and I hope you that hear this broadcast enjoy the testimonies and the singing and, above all, the Word of God. We're not making up anything here. This is not my interpretation. Anything that's being interpreted is going to be interpreted through the scriptures, line upon line, precept upon precept. While I speak to my people, that's what the Lord is saying. Matthew 7:24. Now let's focus on what the Lord is saying. Because many preachers, they love to preach smooth things to the people and speak about standing before the great white throne and uttering his name and speak about how all bow down and all of these are parables. But I like to focus on what God is saying and break it down that you might understand what God is calling for. Bunch of smooth words mean nothing, but to have the power to overcome that devil and to live a life that's pleasing, holy, and perfected in God is what God is calling for. And that's what we talk about here on the broadcast. Because God comes to save his people from sin. And if you're that people, I don't want to hear about you sinning. We've come from that. And we don't lay again the foundation of repentance. We've moved on from that. But as the scripture said, should any man sin, we do have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ. Isn't that beautiful? Yes. Now, Matthew 7:24, Evangelist.
Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them.
That's all about the things that the Lord is saying. It's the word being not just hearers only, but doers.
Yes.
Hear these sayings of mine and doeth them. What?
I will liken him unto a wise man.
What?
Which built his house upon a rock.
Well, again, what the Lord's saying is, keep therefore and do them. This is your wisdom and your understanding. That's the wise man. When you keep God's commandments, keep and do them, not just hear about them. I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. What?
And the rain descended and the floods came.
All right, what?
And the winds blew.
So the trials and tests come in life. Things may come and almost blow you away. But when you keep the sayings of the Lord, and we're going to touch on what he's saying, and you ask yourself, are we keeping the sayings or just talking about them? And do you really understand what the Lord is saying? What?
And beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock.
Now, the rock, or a rock, is the truth. And I believe in Proverbs, it says that his judgments are righteous altogether and true altogether. So if we want to keep the truth, it's talking about God's commandments altogether. And the Sabbath is in there. We are not just a Sabbath day keeping church. We keep God's commandments, and the seventh day, the Sabbath, is in there, just like unto thou shalt not kill. We are not just a church that don't kill. We don't steal. We don't have gods before God. And we honor the Father. Read.
And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine.
So it's all about the sayings of the Lord. And what?
And doeth them not.
What?
Shall be likened unto a foolish man.
So all I'm saying is, when we go through some of the sayings of the Lord, if you're not doing that, you might be a churchgoer, but you are foolish according to the scripture.
Right.
A foolish man, what?
Which built his house upon the sand, and the rain descended.
What?
And the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it.
What?
And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine.
Well, he was only bringing the truth. Because if your house is not founded upon God's 10 precepts, you're foolish.
That's right.
And your stand is not going to stand. You're going to fall.
That's right.
What?
For he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes.
So as we go through some of the sayings, think about the scribes, the ministers of today. And I don't find any that's keeping God's commandments and not caught up in meats and drinks. I don't find them. We are not in Judaism, but we are Jews. We keep God's commandments, and it's not about bitter herbs and spices. We're not into all of that. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to the 13th verse. What does it say?
13. Thank God. Enter ye in at the straight gate.
Now listen what the Lord is saying. Enter ye in at the straight gate. Now the gate is the entrance way to God.
Yes.
The entrance way to God is the preacher.
Yes.
That's the gate that we come through and to enter into God's word.
All right.
And to his life of living for God. What?
For wide is the gate.
Wide is the gate.
And broad is the way.
This gate is broad. That have a way that you can do anything you want to do.
All right.
Just call on his name and say, I'm a Christian. You can be a drunkard and say, yeah, but I was baptized when I was 6. I'm covered. You can say you're a Christian and say, yes, I believe in the Lord. I believe that he's God. Jesus is God. But you're yet sinning. What does it say?
That leadeth to destruction.
These wide gates that let everything come in. and have all kind of ways going on that's not in strict holiness, it leads you to destruction.
Yes.
What?
And many there be which.
Now listen to what the Lord said. Many. It's not a few churches like this. Mm-hmm. It's many.
Yes.
And all you have to do is look on up and down your block or the boulevard. 10 churches, all Baptists, all Methodists, whatever, and they all got different leaders. Do that look like God to you?
No.
Do God need 10 leaders in one block?
No.
Do God need 10 leaders in 1 mile radius? He
no.
don't need that.
No, he doesn't.
And they're saying they're Christians, but they got different ways to get to heaven. Read.
Because straight is the gate.
Straight is the gate. That means it's a strict way in God.
Yes. Yes.
You cannot do as you will.
All right.
The old man. But it's according to what God is calling for.
Yes.
What?
Straight is the gate and narrow is the way.
This is a narrow way. And the Lord said, I am the truth, the way, and the life. It's narrow. You cannot do anything you want to do.
Okay.
What?
Which leadeth unto life.
And this leads to life. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
But so many want to have their own way in this life and call themselves Christians, call themselves of God, but have their own view about things.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what the Lord is saying. Okay. Think about what the Lord is saying. There's few that find this.
All right.
So when you're in these churches, these big conglomerate churches, or a church of 10, but it's a thousands in the city.
All right.
That's not the church God is talking about here.
No.
And I believe the sayings of the Lord. It's narrow.
All right.
And it's a few of us.
Mm-hmm.
And yet we're a multitude because there's no end to God's people.
Okay.
If there's one in every generation, there's no end to the number of the people of God.
Right.
Now, let's go to the 13th chapter, 13 and 44.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Well, I'm only bringing you what thus saith the Lord.
Right.
These are the sayings of the Lord. I didn't make this up, but I believe what the Lord is saying.
Yes.
So I don't get excited because the church that you belong to have 1,000 or 5,000 members or whatever. God said Broadway is crowded.
Yes.
Wide is the gate that lead to destruction.
Right.
And I don't have a problem if you are a million people. If you're keeping God's commandments, you are that church. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
13 and 44, what does it say?
Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field.
Now listen to what the Lord is saying.
Beautiful.
The kingdom of heaven, that's the doctrine of God. That's the church.
Yes.
It's like unto
treasure.
Unto treasure hid. What?
In a field.
In a field. Now wait a minute. The scripture says the field is the word.
Yes.
Moses was hid in the world.
Yes, he was.
Moses was that treasure.
Yes.
That was going to deliver God's people.
Yes.
But the enemy didn't know where he was. And so many today don't know where God's church is today. God's church is his people.
Yes.
And it's not so visible. It's hid.
All right.
What?
The which, when a man hath found.
When you find the doctrine of God, when you find God's plan.
All right.
When you find the kingdom that's truly of God, what?
He hideth and for joy.
What?
Thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath.
So when you really find the true teaching of God, you will sell out everything because you cannot find this unless you have a mind to do it.
All right.
You have to have a mind to seek God because he said, seek and ye shall find. Then the Lord let us know. Many will seek and shall not be able because they don't have the mind to pay the price. That's why many don't find it. Because God knows you're not going to do it.
Okay.
Yet God have some that find it and know they're going to be like Judas. They're for an example.
Right.
But not many people find this treasure. Now, if that's true, it says, why do you think you have a church on every corner? God's church is not easily found.
No, it's not.
And it's not a building. It's a people.
Yes.
It's a person.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
And buyeth that field.
In other words, you sell everything to purchase this one.
All right.
That God have raised up.
Yes.
They hid Moses.
All right.
But Moses found God's people. And God's people found Moses in the fullness of time.
Yes.
When it was time to come out of Egypt, they came out. So if you're to be saved, you are going to find the ark. You're going to find that field. You're going to find that treasure.
Yes.
That brings you out. Read.
All right.
Again,
the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls.
Now, a merchant man that is seeking goodly pearls understand what a pearl of price look like.
Yes.
And if you really seeking God and you're searching, trying to find the right way, by and by you're going to make your stop across God's way.
Yes.
Because God knows that you're seeking and understand what true teaching is. If you are of God, you might be in a place, it may sound right. You say, but this is not just right. But the Lord said, my sheep hear my voice. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
You will recognize the goodly pearl when you hear the teaching that's truly of God. Read.
All right. Who, when he had found
what?
One pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had
what?
And bought
it. So again, buy the truth and sell it not.
All right.
It's all about selling out everything that you have that's not like God when you truly find the true teaching of God. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 4 and 3. I'm enjoying bringing this to you. And I trust you enjoying hearing the scriptures, because that's what I'm bringing to you. The scriptures of truth. And if you don't like the scripture, then cut it out of your script, out of your Bible, or go to Google. Leave this venue and go somewhere else. But don't sit there and throw things at me. 2 Corinthians 4 and 3. What does it say?
But if our gospel be hid.
Now, I agree with Paul. If our gospel be hid, what?
It is hid to them that are lost.
Because our gospel is the gospel that Paul, Peter, James, and John, the Lord, Moses, Jeremiah. It's the doctrine they had. Keeping God's commandments, the laws of God.
All right.
What?
In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not.
Now, how have this God done this? Through these scribes and Pharisees that killed Jesus, these ministers that killed the teachings of the Lord today with false teaching. It blinds the people.
Yes.
They're yet up under the devil. They're not up under God. If you're under God, you are saved from sin. You sin not.
Right. Yeah,
beautiful. Read.
Least the light of the glorious gospel of Christ,
what?
Who is the image of God, should shine unto them.
Well, that's what we're attempting to do. Shine light in a dark world.
All right.
Light to those that are in the world that would like to come out of the world. Read.
For we preach not ourselves.
We don't preach ourselves. This is not Pastor Boyd's preaching of himself. But what?
But Christ Jesus,
what?
The Lord, and ourselves, your servants, for Jesus' sake.
What?
For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness.
Well, God is doing the same thing today. He's commanding through his word. That's why they're called commandments. For light to shine out of darkness, because he's called us out of darkness.
All right.
Into his marvelous light.
Yes.
Read.
Hath shined in our heart.
What?
To give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God.
I believe the scripture says he gave some apostles, some prophets, some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the edification of the church.
Yes.
Till we all come into the knowledge of the Son of God.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
But God, you cannot get knowledge if you don't have that one. That is that straight gate.
That's right.
And in the narrow way.
Mm-hmm.
Broadway has all kind of versions and visions of God that's not true. That's not according to the sayings of the Lord. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Read.
Of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
Let's go to 1 John 5 and 9.
All right.
We don't got that much time, but think about what the Lord is saying as you read his saying and what you see in the world.
Mm-hmm.
In these churches, and they love to say, well, Jesus is love. He is love. But Jesus' love is not carnal.
Right.
Everybody loved Jesus. That's not true. He was hated. Everybody hated him.
Yes, they did.
Well, I don't mean it, literally everybody, but most hated him because he said that.
Yes.
He said, the world can't hate you, but me it hate.
That's right.
Because I testify of it. He told his brethren that. And they didn't believe in him. Isn't that beautiful? To know that. And that's why he said, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets. Because he was a prophet. As they killed him, they killed those before him and after. And they're yet killing the messenger today. 1 John 5 and 9, what does it say?
If we receive the witness of men,
what?
The witness of God is greater.
The witness of men said, well, you know what? Because he rose on the first day of the week, we observe Sunday. That's men's witness. That's not God's witness. What?
For this is the witness of God.
What? It says, now the witness of God is greater.
Mm-hmm.
Read it again.
Yes. If we receive the witness of men,
what?
The witness of God is greater.
The witness of God says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
Right.
That's God's witness.
Yes.
That's his testimony.
Yes.
What?
For this is the witness of God.
What?
Which he hath testified of his son.
Well, that's the witness he gave his son. Let's go to Luke 4 and 16.
All right.
The Lord came and witnessed to the Father. And that's who he is without the flesh.
Yes.
But the Son gave witness to the Word.
Yes.
Luke 4 and 16. Mm-hmm. What does it say?
And he came to Nazareth.
What?
Where he had been brought up.
What?
And as his custom
look
was.
Look what he's saying in his behavior.
All right.
His custom was.
Mm-hmm. He went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day.
Well, what should be our saying and custom?
All right.
Going into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. Now, men say, well, we observe Sunday. The Jews observe the Sabbath. Let's go to St. John 10.
All right.
But I don't believe there's two people in God. Both of us don't have it right. And yet both do because they're both one. Isn't that beautiful? St. John 10.
Mm-hmm.
St. John 10 and 16. What does it say?
Mm-hmm. Thank God. And other sheep. I have.
Other sheep. Mm-hmm. I have. What?
Which are not of this fold.
He was talking about other sheep other than the natural Jew.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Them also I must bring.
Them I must also bring. Now wait a minute. Even though the natural Jews who he came to, it was the spiritual Jew that believed him.
Yes.
What?
And they shall hear my voice.
What?
And there shall be one fold.
Listen to what the shepherd is saying. One fold here. This is what the saying of God is saying.
Mm-hmm.
So ain't no such thing as Christian and Jew. One fold.
Fold.
What?
And one shepherd.
One shepherd. Now, do they teach you that in the church you're up under? This is what the Lord is saying.
Yes.
One shepherd. One fold.
Yes.
What did he say?
Therefore doth my Father love me because I lay down my life.
Isn't that beautiful?
That I might take it up again.
So one shepherd. We are Israelites.
Yes, we are.
We are Jews.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Matthew 10 and 22. Let's go there.
Yes.
See what the Lord is saying here. Because these preachers are saying one thing, but the Lord is saying another. Isn't that
all
beautiful?
Right.
And I'm staying with the sayings of the Lord.
Yes.
Matthew 10.